Marco, what was your reaction to getting drafted by the Patriots? Was it a surprise that it was them? Kind of take us through it a little bit.
Well, they were one of the teams that can't work me out, so I mean, it wasn't really a thing to where I was too surprised. But I actually, like, I wouldn't say that I expected them to pick me, but I would say that I'm very happy that they chose me. I mean, I don't think there's a better organization that I could have gotten picked to.
You said they did work you out before?
Yes, sir.
Well, did you get an idea for what they liked from your game?
Well, we actually sat down and we watched a couple of games of mine, and we went over on some big board stuff on the chalkboard, went over formations and things like that. So I got a brief kind of overview of what the positive things I did and the negative things I did, but there was no indication of just like, of yeah, we're going to pick you or anything like that.
Markell, given your size, it's a lot of times guys who are defensive ends in college become 3-4 outside linebackers in the Patriots system. Do you kind of feel comfortable maybe making that transition if you had to outside linebacker?
Well, I mean, it was something that I started working on a week after the season ended, so all the stuff that I was kind of uncomfortable with at the beginning, I mean, that's pretty much worked out. I mean, I worked on it for the past 2.5-3 months really hard, 2 to 3 times a day. So, I mean, just the repetition of working on my drops and getting into the film room and watching film with some of the good guys actually doing it and things like that, and just trying to adapt my game to the way that they kind of do things, I think I'll be able to pick it up really easy just because, I mean, I plan on going in there and working really, really hard. And I feel like hard work and determination pretty much gets you anywhere you need to be in life. So I'm just going to go in with that attitude, just an open-minded attitude, ready to take up coaching and ready to learn and ready to get better.
You said you watched some players. Can you give us a couple names of guys you watched?
Matthews is a guy that I really watched. Of course, James Harrison, Urban Meyer, which he really isn't even a 3-4 linebacker, but just some of the toughness and some of the motors that the defensive ends and these outside linebackers play with. I mean, that was just one of my big things of my senior season watching film, and then after the season watching film.
What do you consider, your greatest strength?
I'd have to say actually my versatility. I actually took pride in being able to play the pass, but also being able to play on those first and second downs. I mean, that was a really, really big thing of mine, just to be versatile and be able to stop the run just as well as the pass. I just don't really feel like you can be a dominant football player if all you can do is pass rush.
I guess in that same light, what do you think you got to work on coming into the NFL now? This level?
Obviously, there's just the whole transition. I mean, it's not going to be an easy thing to do. I mean, if it was, everybody would be in the NFL. So just getting used to the business side of things, just getting used to the grind of an NFL season, an NFL offseason, and then just really just getting there and working, man. I feel like everything that I have to work on, there's nothing too big to where hard work can't fix that. And with the coaching staff at New England, I feel like they'll be able to, for sure. If anybody can do it, it's them. They'll be able to get me to where I need to be come game time.
You mentioned there were some challenges to learning the new position that you started working on after the season. What were those, and how do you feel you progressed at those things?
Well, I mean, I kind of think that I'm a pretty smart kid. I'm a pretty bright kid to where picking up schemes and things like that aren't really going to be too hard on me, especially with the time that I'll be able to devote to football and the time that I'll be able to devote to learning this position. I mean, I came into high school. I came into UCA as a receiver, so I mean, I had to learn how to play defensive end. So, learning new football positions, just learning the little things that come with those positions. I don't think that's really going to be too big of a challenge. I mean, of course, hard work and all that is going to help me overcome all those hurdles that guys usually face transitioning from the college level to the pro level.
Other than working out 2 or 3 times a day, what else do you like to do off the field?
Well, I mean, I'm a big Call of Duty, I'm a big 2K9 fan, so if I'm not working out, I'm probably here with one of my roommates playing 2K9 basketball or online playing Call of Duty. Just little things like that, man, just enjoying college. That's really one of my big things, is enjoying the opportunity that has been presented to me.
Do you hunt at all?
Sorry, several of the guys that the Patriots drafted are said that they like to hunt, so we were just kind of joking with you, but...
Yeah, I'm not really a big hunter, man. That's not my thing, man.
Just hunting for quarterbacks now, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much the hunt. That's all the hunting I'm going to do. Quarterbacks and running backs.
What have the Patriots told you because of the lockout here, how to proceed and how they would contact you?
Well, I mean, just pretty much they're going to contact me all they can today. Since, I mean, today is really the only day that they can contact me. And they give me numbers of some of the veteran guys that I can try to hook up with and maybe try to get into their training facility or maybe trying to pick up some of the stuff that they want to realize just so I can be around the team.
All right. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.